We're turning the clock back on February 20th, the day in 1962 when John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. One of our greatest cricketers retired on this day in 1963. Neil Harvey played 79 tests and was our vice-captain from 1957. Regarded as a brilliant fielder, and at retirement, he was our second most prolific run scorer and century maker. Oh, and he bowled a bit of off-spin too.
And Harvey now sets about Laker with a powerful sweep which can't help but go to the fence.
The 33rd Grammy Awards were presented in 1991, famous for naming Mariah Carey as Best New Artist. They sure got that right. Mariah went on to become the top-selling female artist of the 90s.
I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me.
Feb 20 birthday, special one to start us off, Sir Sidney Poitier is 92. He won an Academy Award in 1963 for his role in Lilies of the Field.
You build a chapel.
You build a chapel.
Oh, we build a chapel.
Aussie vet and TV presenter Dr. Harry Cooper turns 75.
Isn't it great to be able to talk to the animals like Doolittle did?
Ivana Trump is 70 today. The former wife of Donald Trump does some travel writing. I guess just for some small change.
Honestly, I go all around the world and I have to write, you know, about the different places. I have a lot of fun to doing it.
And former supermodel Cindy Crawford turns 53.
Late 80s, early 90s, it was like the worlds of music and MTV and fashion and the designers, Versace, and it just kind of all came together in this larger-than-life way.
And finally, it's the anniversary of the death of 60s icon Sandra Dee. She died aged 62 in 2005. After some difficult final years.
And I just felt useless. I didn't know how to shop, I didn't know how to sign a check, and I was like a prisoner in this apartment.
There's some of the things we're looking back on February 20.